FC and Music United.
We're building something here, Detective. We're building it from scratch. All the pieces matter.
Smoove and Terrell there on the Shindig Breakfast Show. You're listening to Ben and Mav. Producing breakfast radio practically at lunchtime. Feeling the groove. Touching your face.
I thought that was Huey Louie in the news. Was that not Huey Louie?
No, it wasn't Huey Louie in the news. No. Good grief. Huey Louie in the news?
Sorry.
No, it was something...
Hi, Mav, by the way. How are you?
Not yet, Ben. Not yet. We're not going to the show. This is just a flirt, isn't it? Just flirting with the audience at the start of the show.
Hello
everyone. Oh, hello.
Let me hit you, baby, I feel good. So I turned round, and baby don't care no more. I know that's for sure. But I've been in time and just about 15 a minute now. Baby, I feel so down. And it's I don't know why. I've been working for
Mallory. You're listening to Shindy Breakfast Show on FC Radio.
We are back. We're back.
2 weeks on the trot.
I think we need to stop announcing in the start of the shows. We're back! Well, because I think by now people really should have the idea that...
You've just been listening to the soothing voice of Clay Robinson on the wild card, and then POW! We're in!
Just like that, you don't expect it. Sounds of Smoove and Terrell, kicking off the Shindig Breakfast Show. And Ben, for the new listener out there, what's coming up this morning?
Well, Mav, for the new listener and for regular listeners alike, here's what's coming up over the course of the next hour and a half.
We've got
the Shindig Pick of the Week.
Right.
We've got the song that's just playing wrong.
Okay.
We've got the midday review at 11 a.m.
We've not done the song that's just playing wrong in ages. Let's do that tonight.
Let's do it, Mav.
Let's do that. All
Christmas
right?
Number one's coming up. We've
got
loads of things we could aim for.
Good.
We've got the quiz.
All right.
We've got the buffet.
Yeah.
We've got the media review.
Yeah.
And we are live, people, live from a car park in North Manchester.
This sounds like a packed show, Ben. How will we fit it all in? And if people want to ask that question of Ben, you know, if they want to get in touch, just say, hey guys, I'm a local enthusiast in terms of radio production. How do you guys fit it all in? How would they get in touch?
You can get in touch with us at Ben
Here we go.
And Mav at
fcumradio.co.uk.
Or indeed, you can wish us all a happy Christmas. This isn't the Christmas special, just to say. That's next week.
We are doing one.
Oh, yeah. We are, believe it or not. Anyway, you can wish us a happy Christmas by tweeting us at fcumradio. M. Ray. D.
Here we go.
Oh.
Too early. Too early, mate. You're still too early with it. Merry Christmas. This is the Shindig Breakfast Show. This is FCM Radio. This is Ben and Mav. This is, 11 o'clock in the morning? 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Depends when you're listening, really, doesn't it?
Oh, it could be 10 o'clock in the morning.
Who knows? Tell you what, it's not midnight.
Shindig!
Because it's a breakfast show.
Have we decided what we're doing for New Year's Eve? Because you remember, we used to put a lot of effort into New Year's Eve.
We did a live show once, didn't we?
We did. And we've just stopped bothering. And I feel, is it time to bring one back and create some kind of fundraiser or... I don't know.
I do have plans this New Year's.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as we go with this conversation...
It ends now.
Well, I mean, it depends... No, not necessarily, but that's the information you need.
But, maybe not for New Year, but something to put on the ideas board. Where is it?
Where's the...
Ideas board.
We didn't...
We had a motion which said, get an ideas board.
But we didn't have an ideas board to put that on.
Oh, what there's we always need, Ben, a flaw, isn't it?
What there? We need is a motions board. Then we can store the idea on the motions board that there's a motion to get an ideas board.
So
if that motion passes at the local committee meeting.
When's the next general meeting?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, but you're busy New Year's Eve.
Oh, there's not going to be enough votes to carry it. It'll have to wait till the next one.
Can't I just get a seconder?
Who?
I don't know.
There's no one else.
The ironing board.
Let's ask him. Or her.
What do you think? Hello? Hello?
Not massively communicative, is it, the old ironing board?
I don't know what his problem is. Or her problem.
Very stiff.
Anyway, just an idea anyway to put out there, Mav.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fundraising going on. There's a lot of old school stuff coming back. I mean, the quiz nights have been very, very successful. Kushkan Malcolm's come back. And I was thinking to myself, what did FC Radio used to do to fundraise? I'm not talking summer proms. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? Don't come back in the room, Mav. It's all right. No, it's all right.
The bands might not turn up.
No, it's all right. Mav.
I might forget what I'm doing.
Mav,
I
we're not doing on stage. We're not doing the summer proms.
I have to find a venue for cheap.
We're not doing the summer proms.
Thank God.
What about bringing back...
The winter proms? I'm in! We've got a week to arrange one. Let's do it!
What about...
Hello, is that Stuart James? Can you play for 4 hours?
Mav, what about bringing back the swearathon?
Ben, as you know, constantly up for the idea of bringing back the swearathon. I miss it on a daily basis.
But seriously, though, in the new year, we should bring back the swearathon.
Are we not at a level now where we need to be more concerned about doing that kind of thing?
Why? Arguably, we've got less listeners than we had back then.
Is that true?
I think probably it is, because that was the FA Cup season, wasn't it?
And what was the rule? Send us a swear word when you make a donation. We'll have to take your word that you made a donation, yes, because we can't check it at that time.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous.
No, it wasn't.
Play
it
you
was,
a song?
It wasn't. It was a request for a song.
Which had a swear word in,
yes,
it. Because you're celebrating good music.
Yes.
Which happened to have swear words.
Yes.
But every time someone made a donation, we'd all swear anyway,
yes,
to further celebrate the joys of funny swearing, not just...
No, not aggressive swearing.
Not aggressive swearing in any way.
No bad words.
It was delightful imagery.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
F-bombs were fine as long as they were done in a comical manner.
Yeah, if it was F-off, no.
No.
We've not got time for you.
No.
Out you go. In fact, F-off. Yeah, if you use F-off, you are then instructed to foff.
Yeah. None of that.
They should shorten F off to foff.
Yeah.
That should be the new thing.
I objected to the S word, unless it was the Irish S word, in which I like the Irish
with
S word.
With the Y in it?
No, with the E at the end, because that one's much nicer, because it's more round. It's more a rounded word, yeah, than the aggressive...
Clipe.
Yeah.
So, we should bring that back anyway.
That's a good idea, yeah. And there's more news to come up later in the programme about this Christmas's FC UM Radio promotional bandwagon that we're going to be throwing out there and organising in the show in yet another behind-the-scenes shindig special.
Meeting.
There you go.
Yes.
Meeting. But Ben, first.
Oh, what have I done?
Let me ask you this, Ben.
Oh, I know.
What have you done other than just walking around this week?
Well, Mav, firstly, it started off on Saturday when I went to... There was no FC United playing, so what did Ben do? I still went to a football match.
Oh.
I went to Stockport County against Marine.
Right.
I was there to cheer on Marine, but I did it from the main stand.
Right.
And Marine got a penalty in the first minute, and I went, oh, Marine got a penalty! And everyone around me was looking at my heart going. So that was a fun afternoon. Marine sadly got beat. I was slightly sad for them, because, you know, I like Marine, and they were robbed.
Mm.
Yeah. So then on Sunday, I went to the women's team. The women's team had a crucial six-pointer, Mav, against Merseyrail Bootle, and... They got beat 5-1,
oh,
which actually I'm quite happy about, because it was the same scoreline that FC United's men's team got beat in their other game against Nuneaton earlier
mirroring.
In the week.
Nice mirroring.
It's poetry.
Yeah,
it's poetry. So although it's very bad we got beat and very guttering, still it rhymes.
I don't think it's very guttering is an appropriate term, Ben. It's gutting. You didn't go and do some guttering.
Who says it didn't? You don't know that. I might have done, for you know.
Not someone with your stature, no chance.
On Monday, I just walked around. On Tuesday, I walked around. On Wednesday, though, I did a few things. I did interviews, Mav. I then did interviews on Thursday. And then on Friday, I popped all the interviews together in a big, giant sieve colander thing. Did this little Jamie Oliver hand movement, sieving out the nonsense and keeping all the goodness, then throwing it in a frying pan and serving three delicious meals,
Ben, this
in audio form.
This just shows how little you know about cookery, because the water or oil or whatever it is that you're shaking out of the colander there, that's all good stuff, Ben. It's got a lot of flavour in that. You don't just throw that away. You put it into a pot and then maybe put the pot into a sauce.
All right. Next week, I'll send you the outtakes for Supporters Direct Weekly, shall I?
Kind of sounded threatening, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, so it was good, Mav, and we should congratulate Stourbridge. through to the third round of the FA Cup, Mav. Stourbridge. Do you know Stourbridge?
Yeah, yeah.
They're in a league below us. They've decided to go up to the third round. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, why are they even bothering?
I don't think they decided.
Why are they even bothering, Mav? No one else bothers.
Well, they're clearly having a good time, Ben.
They are. They're having a cracking time. I heard the commentary back. It was great. Yeah, they're having a lovely time.
Lovely time, Ben. Yeah. Good grief, yeah.
Mav?
Yes, mate?
Got a question for you.
Oh, what's your question? What's your question, mate?
Mav, how's your week been?
Pretty good, Ben. Pretty good. Thank you very much. I went down to London Monday, Tuesday. Spent a couple of days in the big city. That's right. I'm going to tell you what the corporate things I did on Monday, Tuesday, because they would absolutely blow your brains out.
What are you going to do? Play the bed music to the end without saying anything?
We went out for a lovely meal at a place called Dirty Bones, I think it was. Ooh,
Sounds like a horrendous blues band.
In a hipster part of London.
Camden?
No.
Islington?
No. It was a place that I didn't really connect with being a hipster part of London, but they said it was.
Brixton?
No. Anyway, we went there and it was...
Tower Hamlets?
It was fine. I had some Mac Baubles, which were Mac cheese, kind of deep fried as a bauble.
Brighton?
No. Oh. And what else did I do? Then I came back and I've been, Ben, off work all Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've not been in work and it's been the best 3 days in years, arguably.
Ill?
No, I'm not, Ben. I am now entered my Christmas holidays.
Oh.
All next week booked off as well. I've spent the week so far with the lovely Chris and Amanda, who are back from my Australia.
Here. Hi, Chris!
They're not here right now. No, they've kindly left for
just
while,
for this?
While we record. I did ask them to leave because I don't like people, fans, kind of sitting in the studio while we're recording, just staring at us. It's just off-putting.
It is.
Yeah. That's been nice. I watched another episode of the latest Black Mirror series, which was excellent, yet again. Really, really good. Not had a chance to go and see Star Wars yet. I don't know if you have.
That's what I'm excited about, Matt.
When's that?
Tonight.
You're doing that tonight?
Yes.
What time?
11:10's the showing.
Oh, we're about to get ourselves a date then, Ben.
It's been good.
On Thursday, we did an old-fashioned, not really having planned to, which made it extra special, drink-a-thon all day on Thursday. It was lovely. We went.
That's what we need to do on FC Radio.
Get drunk.
Get drunk live on air.
I've realised recently what will really get me drunk. If you want to get me drunk, Ben, if you want to have a nice few drinks, I'll have a couple of beers, some rum and coke, delightful. If you want to get me drunk, mate, you want to take advantage of me, wine is your way forward.
Wine gets me a bit messy.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okey-dokey. Yeah. Especially red wine. Wow. I mean, Lambrusco, I'll drink that all day. I'll brush my teeth with it. But yeah, we went around a few places, Ben, because I've not been to them before, so we took the opportunity. Went to Ply in the Northern Quarter, which is like a kind of funky pizza place. Very clean, very white, very wooden chairs from IKEA. Lots of space. Mm. Lots of space.
Hipster Central.
Stone pizza oven. Yeah, it was Hipster Central, yeah. So we went there. We went to Refuge, which is the new fancy restaurant bar in the Palace Hotel.
Is it?
What? Where else did we go?
Have they still got no cash machine in the Northern Quarter?
Yeah, still, yeah. It's weird.
Ridiculous.
Isn't it? Weird, right? It's weird.
Really weird.
And we went to Dusk Till Pawn. You ever been to Dusk Till Pawn?
I beg your pardon.
Pawn.
Oh.
Dusk Till Pawn, which do fancy cocktails. Went in there and I went, didn't even look at the menu. Went, White Russian, please.
Classy mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, someone's been to London this week.
If I ever go to a cocktail place and I say White Russian, please, and they say, oh, we just do whatever's on the list, you are ridiculous. Let's find out what's in the shindig locker this week.
Boom!
In one! Got spots on your fingers? Cover them up with these bandages! In two, tired of cutting your hair all the time? It's a lawnmower! In three, Christmas! In four, Christmas. In five, want to see an animal burnt alive? Go and get some roast pig from the market. Still got his head on it. In six, but it's good to know where animals come from so we're not just eating stuff all the time. Ignorant. In seven, hipster alert. Watch out, it's the Northern Quarter coming to get you. And Bully's special prize. What?
A cash machine.
You were mouthing John Belushi. I couldn't really understand where you're coming
from.
Why
would I say John Belushi
at that
point?
That's why I was confused.
That's crackers.
Very, very confusing. Very confusing.
Pete's not been in touch, has he? What? I didn't see one. I didn't see an email from Pete.
Oh, I was just starting it because I assumed he'd been in touch. And no, I thought I'll get to it.
No, there's no Pete email.
Dear FC Radio listener, dear Shindig fan, it's been a long road that we've
meandered. Hello?
Hi. Not sure why that's cutting in and out, so I'm just going to abandon it. It's probably because Pete's not emailed us.
Oh, I thought you were doing it.
No.
Oh, the computer doesn't like you taking the mic out of Pete, does it?
No. We're still recording, Ben, which is good news. Give everyone a little behind the scenes as to what test is being run this evening.
Well, Marv texted me frantically about 5 minutes before
I was due to leave. It was quite calm texting.
I was frantic at the time because it was 2 minutes before I was due to leave the house to come to FCM Radio Towers.
Just got it in time.
This evening. And Marv said, I need the USB codec thing. Still don't know the official name for it. What is it?
It's an audio codec, I think.
An audio codec. It's like a little clever MP3 USB kind of sound card thing that lets you do a mixing desk and play stuff out the computer and also record the same songs off the computer using the mixing desk in the computer. You can record off the computer, therefore, using the codec USB box thing.
FCUM Radio, subject matter experts.
Anyway,
FCUM Radio, technical wizardry.
So last week, Marv had a problem. You can hear it back on the podcast because it goes occasionally.
FCUM Radio, what are wires?
So Marv said, can you bring your spare one along? And absolutely I can. So here it is, and that's the test we're running this evening. And it's a good job because everything else is breaking.
So far, Ben, it's working pretty well. I'm pretty happy with it. I feel confident that we've found the problem. It's not the cables, well, not the mixing desk.
It's only £20 for a replacement.
Well, that's great news, yeah.
It's £22 for a little fancy red one, which I've always liked the look of, but never thought I could really stretch the budget to £2.
And this is great news for you now, because you know what to get me for Christmas.
I've already bought you.
You know what else to get me for Christmas?
If we get a donation in over the weekend, I'll buy you one off the account.
I tell you what, I have nailed your Christmas present this year.
You've told me that four times
now. You know what else? I've now nailed your wife.
Present. Wife's present is what you meant to say.
I said what I said.
So Marv, back in his youth, I say youth, he was still in his 20s, decided that the fad, the hipster fad at the time, a TV show called Lost, which nobody liked because it was stupid, Marv decided because no one likes it, he's going to like it because Marv is alternative and different. And he could tell that that director who created that show, what's his name?
I have no idea.
Spielberg or something.
It wasn't Steven Spielberg.
Did Super 8, what is it, the Star Wars
that
guy?
Is Spielberg.
No, the Star Wars thing.
Which Star Wars thing?
The new one. What's that called? Not Rogue One, the old new one.
The old new one? This is the most confusing sentence.
Anyway, so that director there, he did a show called Lost. Marv liked that show so much that he's become slightly weird about it over the years. And now he's got nostalgia glasses on. He's decided that it wasn't rubbish, even though he knew it was rubbish at the time, but he still persisted watching it. He's now decided to go back in time and go, I quite like Lost, so I'm going to delve the internet to find what is available about Lost that I don't already know, which isn't much because Marv did an actors database with everything that's involved in the series of Lost and all the episodes and all the characters, even the polar bear. But he went back in onto Google and found this.
Now, amazingly, what I found out was that Lost wasn't a fictional drama based on a mystery desert island in which, spoiler alert, they all end up dying.
J.J. Abrams.
In fact, it wasn't that they end up dying.
J.J. Abrams.
They were dead from the beginning. But never mind, aside from that, it turns out that it was a documentary filmed. Oh my God, it all happened for real, Marv? Yes, it all happened for real. If you don't believe me, go on the internet. Search for actual Lost survivors.
Didn't actually happen.
Ben, shut up. It actually happened, and they found as well, not only did all that happen, but there was another survivor a bit further down the beach watching everything that happened, and he recorded an audio diary, and that's what I've been downloading, and now I can play it for you good people today. Last week, we heard episode 1, where Sebastian had found an audio recorder, he'd found a polar bear, and he was quite annoyed with the surrounding people. Let's find out what happened in episode 2.
FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
My name is Sebastian Jacobi. I have been left stranded on a desert island following the crash of flight Oceanic 815 from Sydney to Los Angeles. I crash-landed with some people who are, in the main, absolute so I've separated myself from the group and plan to live alone. This is my audio diary. Start of message. The other survivors have lost it. I mean, like, completely lost it. They seem to fail to understand the importance of basic communication skills. I used the sand to show them that communication pyramid I learned at corporate camp, but it all went over their heads. They built a boat, and they've headed out for sea. They seem bizarrely confident in it, despite it being obvious that one bit of proper weather will finish it off very quickly, and they'll all be dead. I made a rat into a hat, and I ate some bees from some trees, so it's been a good week for rhyming. The main group have found my hatch now and are planning on blowing it up using some explosives. Nice one. So, I've emptied it of all the supplies and hidden them under a blanket made of crabs. Got to be honest, I've been thinking, it's surprising that we all did survive that plane crash, and everything that's been happening would certainly suggest that we're dead already, and everything that ever happens here is a complete waste of time. Not only for us, but for anyone watching this on television. Ho-hum. End of message.
Starting to like him. Oh, am I on this?
It's quite revealing, isn't it? Am I on this? You're talking. What do you? Oh, am I on? Did I get recorded on this?
It's the best joke ever, that. So funny. Anyway, Mav.
We're all revealing.
I'm starting to warm to that guy. It's a brave move on the guy's part, because he clearly knew he was going to be involved 16 years later in a radio documentary.
Can you see that far in the future?
I think he could.
I mean, I know I've got kind of... Marv, he's even... I've got plans in place for next week, but 16 years?
He's chapterising his bloody diary content. To me, says he knows it's going to be made into some kind of serial at some point.
Maybe the BBC have edited it down, like The Apprentice.
So, what I'm saying is, Marv, episode 2, that guy has just called out the whole show. Even though he's potentially got another 5 years of this car crash. Mm. Sorry, plane crash.
Plane crash, nice one. Yeah good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we'll see what happens as those episodes keep getting released. You have to listen to them on this show. You can, of course, find them just
on the
straight
podcast.
Via the BBC website. You can just go on there and search for Lost Tapes, and you should be able to find them like I did. So you don't have to rely on us for them. It's good news, isn't it? We're coming up to Christmas, Ben.
Yes.
And something that doesn't come particularly naturally to me, I don't know if you know about this or not, is the power of... Hang on, I've just realised. Pete said that he liked the break in the middle of the programme so he could go for a wee. We're talking about talking for a long time.
Pete has not been in touch.
Good point.
He's dead to me.
Good point. So one thing that doesn't come particularly naturally to me, Ben, aside from talking quickly, is the ability to think about promotion and marketing opportunities. I've always struggled with. You went to college for it, Ben, a year.
I went to uni. I was there for 3 years doing international business and marketing.
And you came out with a...
certificate in higher education.
A certificate in higher education after 3 years at university. What a complete waste of time and money. But what did you learn there, Ben? Not a great deal. It's helped us so far, to be fair.
No, chocolate bars I basically bought within 7 seconds of you entering a newsagent.
Depends how fat you are, I'd say.
No, you make your decision in about 7 seconds of being there.
Oh, you don't buy them within 7 seconds? Because if there's a queue,
your decision to buy them.
I go to shops for chocolate bars. I mean, I know what I'm going for on my way there. I'm going to get a quiche, potato salad, a little bit of lettuce just for the ladies. And
the other thing I learnt was that everything that FC Radio does is basically the complete opposite of what my lecturer told me to do.
So, what we've decided to do, therefore, is promote the radio station over the 12 days of Christmas, which I didn't realise until having Googled this, that's the first day of Christmas is actually Christmas.
And you do your radio the complete opposite way that your old radio lecturer told you to do it.
What?
Well, you do... He told you never do links longer than 3 minutes.
Look at us now, we're 34 minutes in.
A 40-minute link.
Yeah.
The complete opposite of what your radio lecture told you.
So you're saying that I should do the opposite of this idea?
No, no, I'm saying we'll dip our toe in and then we'll decide to do the complete opposite of what we reckon people would say we should do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a fair point. You're very massively confusing. So we are going to do the 12 days of Christmas. So each day from Christmas Day onwards, we're going to be releasing a little FC Radio thing that's happened over the years at some point. So we'll see what happens. Do you have some media news?
Yes, just a quick mention for the media news. We can't do the Apprentice review because Marv hasn't watched it. So we're going to do it next week on our Christmas special, which is out next week, funnily enough, on Christmas Eve.
Right.
Christmas Eve, yeah. Ladbrokes have released their odds for who will be Len's replacement on Strictly Come Dancing as head judge. And I hate to tell you this, Marv.
I know what you're going to say.
His favourite at the moment.
Anton.
Yeah. I mean, Brendan Cole is doing quite well in the betting as well. I mean, they could be wrong.
If Anton gets on to be the guy who replacing Len, who wasn't a great choice in the first place, if I had my say about it, but if Anton gets on, then that is representative yet again of why Donald Trump got in the White House and why we're out of Europe.
Have I got news for you, Marv? Has done
people don't see these little things as problems, but they are the problems. All right, every single one of us. They voted to keep Jeremy Clarkson on the BBC.
It's all linked, people.
It's all there.
You might not think of yourself a socialist, but we are all linked, whether you like it or not. Have I got news for you, Marv? Has had to replace a guest this week because Nicky Morgan...
We live in a world, Ben, where people go to stand-up comedy like Al Murray, not realising that it's all ironic. You know, and you get National Front people going down and going, yeah, that's right! What do you mean that's right? So when you've got people like that in the world, Ben, the rest of us need to be aware of that possibility and kind of limit the jokes that we do about it now, because clearly we've got to a place where it's not funny anymore.
There's actually a quiz show in Russia that's just been announced. I put the link on my Facebook earlier.
I'm assuming that's not true.
It's in the Guardian,
no,
Marv. It's true, right?
Don't give me that, right? But I'm assuming, Ben, that it's not true. That's the only possible explanation.
If you think Black Mirror and the film Running Man is slightly far-fetched, check out that new quiz show that's coming to Russia in the next 6 months.
I used to think Black Mirror was far-fetched, but then I saw that episode about the Prime Minister and a pig, and then that happened. And then I saw an episode where people had to rate each other in order to get social popularity, in order to get in places. And then that happened. And then Russia started the Hunger Games. So, what's going on? Honestly, what is going on?
I think this is the end of level 4 of the computer game we're all in, and this is the dark bit when it gets really surreal, and now it's just the survival of the fittest.
I mean, it's
just to see how far we could go before we click reset on the console.
Maybe you just have to give up and recognise the fact that, evolutionary speaking, we are just not good people. Humanity is not a good thing. Look at all the wars that have happened as long as back as Jesus, if you believe in the Jesus. Even if you don't believe in the Jesus, then the dinosaurs fought, all right? And we came from fish that the dinosaurs ate, and we grew up with a problem.
Technically, we came from a worm, Marv.
Worm, fish, Africa, India, you know, whales, whatever it is, Ben.
Star Trek 4.
Star Trek 4. If that's our future, all right, it's just...
Have I got news for you, Marv? Has that to replace Nicky Morgan this week?
The good news is that in about 500 years...
I will advise what's happened to Nicky Morgan.
The good news is...
Nicky Morgan could have gone missing. You don't care. You don't even know who Nicky Morgan is.
In about 500 years, we've gone through the next evolutionary cycle, and people will have looked back on what's happening now and gone, good Lord, they used to live like that. Good grief.
Nicky Morgan, Marv, has gone...
We'll only get to that point when half the world is gone.
Nicky Morgan, Marv, the
Who's
MP.
Nicky Morgan?
She's an MP.
Right.
She's the one who criticised...
What's she done, like, voted something ridiculous in, like only left-handed people are allowed on the left-hand side of the street?
She criticised Theresa May for wearing leather pants during...
£995 leather pants.
That's
Ben.
Right. And then Nadine Dorries came out and said, well, to be fair, Nicky, you own a handbag which is worth £1,000, which she does. Nicky Morgan's had to pull out of I Got News For You because she can't risk the attention she's going to get. This has only happened one time before, back in the late 80s, when Roy Hattersley didn't appear on the show. What happened that time, Marv? It's a famous thing on Have I Got News For You.
I have no idea, actually.
They replaced him with a tub of lard.
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
This week,
Nicky Morgan's been replaced by a leather handbag.
Yeah, running the risk of having sexist allegations thrown at them, but I think they're doing it for the right reasons, so I like it.
And just to leave the show in a very happy place, you know, society's going to hell in a handcart, and we're out of Europe. But guess what?
Sorry. Huh? Hell, the world's going to hell in a what?
Handcart.
In a handcart?
Oh, that's not right, is it?
No, Ben. I mean, it's going to hell in a handbag. I would have had that. Going to hell in a handcart. I mean, that's a wieldy way to get in. It's like a lawn, a barrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the right expression.
No, you don't go to hell in a handcart. It's going to take you ages to get to hell. You go to hell in a handbag because it's an easy way to get there.
Is it a leather handbag?
I'm going to hell in a hammock.
Anyway, to end the show in a positive place, David Tennant, it has been announced, will be playing Scrooge McDuck in the relaunch of DuckTales.
That's good news.
Great way to finish the show, Ben. Suddenly I feel reassured about everything that's going on in the world. Good luck, Russia. Good luck, everybody. Shindig. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
I'm off to watch Rogue One now and cheer myself up.
You don't really have time to have three songs anymore, so which of those three which should I prioritise?
Blue Orchid.
All right. Here we go. Here it is. There it is. It started, Ben. Ben, it started.
Oh, that's good news,
man. It started, mate. It's,
you have a good week, man.
Hey, you enjoy Star Wars, right? I'm going to go watch The Apprentice. Love that program. You got a reaction.